Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
How was the transition for you competing equipped to now competing raw?
So the transition for me was pretty much an easy one where no one was competing in double ply anymore. You know, I think I did my last equipped meet was one of the backyard meets of the century or whatever they were called with Mark up in Sacramento. And there was nobody else there. And,
So you won.
I think I did, yes. But that's besides the point. But, you know, the whole point of all this was I needed something to compete in. I didn't want, I had no interest in being a bodybuilder and getting on stage and doing all that stuff. You know, I wanted to compete against other people where it couldn't be just a completely individualized sport. So I figured, if everybody else is going raw, then I might as well, I kind of have to go raw too.
Yeah.
So that was kind of how I just transitioned into it. It was just like, there's nobody else here doing this stuff anymore. And at that time, I had left the gym that I started with, so it was pretty much just me and a bunch of raw lifters and a bunch of new raw lifters. Mm-hmm. So no one knew how to help me put a suit on, a shirt on, and I'm squatting 900 pounds, benching over 6. I have no spotter, I have nobody to hand off to me. So it's kind of one of those things where it was, a necessity that it was time to kind of move on to something else, but also because there's just no competition anymore as far as just actual people being there. And there wasn't a lot of people to lift with, which is, part of the powerlifting that I did enjoy a lot of is having kind of a team with you. But it's a necessity, especially when you're in equipment. So that was kind of the transition for me. And you're absolutely right, man. It is, it's so different. Thinking back to the first meets, to APF seniors and everything, to the big meets that we have now, it is completely the opposite. Maybe you would have one person raw back then, and now I think I've run for the past 2 years, I think I've run about 6 or 7 meets, and I can count on one hand the people that were equipped.
Yeah, and I think it's not just a really not just a shift in the way that people are competing, but it's like the style and the culture of everything.
Yeah.
So last week on the Beers with Chad episode, I did a Mount Rushmore powerlifting. I identified these different eras and talked about multi-ply powerlifting era, a late 90s to 2010-ish, and then the modern era, raw lifting from 2010 to now. And Chuck Vogelpohl was my choice for the multi-ply era.
Great choice.
And I think he embodied so much of what was powerlifting culture then.
Yes, 100%.
Just being so incredibly hardcore. And the perfect, the picture I chose to use my extensive Photoshop skills to put him on Mount Rushmore, he had the flame beanie on.
Yes, and fire beanie.
Chuck Vogelpohl, bleeding out of his nose with a flame beanie on, yes, is multi-ply powerlifting.
Yes, that's yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah.
100% right.
That's it.
And
yeah.
I mean, I know that photo well, and that's when he his strap broke, so we had to put electrical tape on his strap to even kind of keep everything together. He came out and pulled that last deadlift, I think, to beat Kenny Patterson and somebody else to kind of win that year's WPO. But yeah, that's a I don't know if you could have hit the nail further and perfectly harder on the head than that. That's 100% multiply powerlifting. Yeah.
What do you think something from that era and that culture that powerlifting today and today's powerlifting culture would be well served to learn from?
I think the intensity and kind of the focus on a lot more of a team, I think, was certainly there. And again, kind of had to be in a multiply just to get in the suit, get in the shirt. And then there are just people who are wizards in equipment, opposed to people who were not. So you'd find those people, you'd seek those people out so they could help you figure out how to adjust your shirt, how to put whatever on differently, or how to kind of approach a lift, or even how to adjust your equipment in order to make it there. So I think there was an attention to detail and intensity, because when you're lifting something, when you put a suit on and you're lifting something that's going to be close to 50 to 70% over what you can do raw, you kind of got to turn things up a little bit. It's no longer a I'm going to do a set of 5 here at 75%. That's cool, But I mean, now that you're doing, you know, but if you can lift 500 and you got 800 pounds on the bar, you got to really kind of turn things up. So the intensity level of all the training sessions, when you're equipped and going heavy for like an actual competition lift, were, you know, completely insane.
That was a clip from episode number 92 with Jesse Burdick. Jesse's been involved with powerlifting for 15 years as a lifter, a coach, a gym owner, and a meet director. He's seen the sport go through a lot of changes from the era of multiply dominance to today's current raw era. And he's got just a lot of great insights to that and a lot of funny stories to go with it. Today's episode of The Jug Life was brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/juglife to support the show. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can find all the episodes on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and thejuglife.com. You can find the full episode with Jesse through the link right here or in our episode information. If you're interested in online coaching, check out juggernautcoaching.com through the link right here or in our episode information. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.